Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network, where women stay connected with your host, Nicole.
And Karishma, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Good evening and welcome to the Girlfriend Network. We're here again on another Monday, a hot Monday, by the way. And I'm here with my co-host, Karishma. Hi, Karish.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was having some technical difficulties on my end, but just making sure that everything is going great. How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, always a great start to the week.
Yes. So, tell us, how was the rest of your birthday week? Did you finish it out with a bang?
You know, I'm still celebrating, so happy. Continue just feeling blessed and spending time with friends and family and just really, you know, just enjoying it day by day. I've been kind of like spreading out the celebrations, which is nice because then it's like every day is my birthday. But I've been just doing some self-care to, you know, just facials and those kinds of things. So just really like taking care of myself. So just making sure that aspects are taken care of. But yeah, what about you? What's been going on with you? How's your week been?
I'm busy as always in the gym, personal training, working on the business, doing auditions. I have a big announcement coming soon. I just signed a contract for something that I hope will be lucrative and exciting. So stay tuned for that announcement. Oh, and Karishma, guess what? Is someone's special birthday. We got a birthday girl in the house. Happy birthday to our producer, Denise Duran. Happy birthday. Hope it's been a great day and a fabulous weekend. So you guys, oh my goodness, we got a lot of birthdays this month, huh?
Exactly. We're the July babies. And yes, happy, wonderful birthday to Denise. For, you know, those of you, our listeners, you probably hear us talk about Denise all the time. It's because we love her so much because she is what makes the Girlfriend Network run. Nicole and I would not be able to be on air without Denise, without so many people. So really, really blessed to just, you know, have her, to be a part of this team, and really not just the Girlfriend Network, but she does so much for the Love Zone USA, and she's a mom, and she, you know, she's got a family.
Right.
She's got so much going on, but she still produces this amazing content for you and really, like, works unbelievably hard. So yeah, happy birthday to Denise. Thank you for everything you do. We obviously love you so much, and we gush about you every week, so she knows it.
exactly. So,
but Nicole,
we got an exciting. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say I'm really excited for today's show because I feel like it speaks to me like from every aspect of my heart. So listeners, we're gonna have special guest Maureen Martin come on, and she is really, really amazing. If, you know, you're just around and on your phone right now, check out divagalsdaily.com, which is just really great articles, a lot of great content out there, like very multicultural. And today, listeners, how could we get so far without going into the topic? Today it is how to pray to get your husband.
Right?
This is one thing, because I do this every Sunday. I put in a prayer request, and they always read in my church, and it's a little bit embarrassing. But pretty soon I'm like, you know what? No, it's okay. I'm like, it's all good. I love it.
That's amazing.
I'm just really excited to kind of see all that she has to, like, say and offer. And, it's going to be a wonderful show.
It is. And I believe she's from Cameroon, Central Africa, and she lived in Africa, Canada, and the United States. So I'm really curious to see what the, like, different cultural perspectives are on marriage. And, you know, is there a difference, you know, in how the perspective is as far as marriage and relationships. Here in the U.S., is our groupthink different from the other countries? Are we, like, good? Are we straight and narrow? Or are we messed up, you know? So those are the questions that I would ask. And, of course, as someone who's been dating the same individual for several years, mm-hmm. I'm like, how do I get him to the altar? So he's going to kill me. But, you know, I'm really curious. I have a lot of questions for her.
No, me too. It's also interesting to kind of see, like, what the traits are that people want in their spouse,
exactly.
Especially from culture to culture. I mean, even
right.
from person to person or region to region, you know, what people probably look for in partner traits in like on the East Coast and like in New York and just that kind of area is very different than what people look for in a partner in the South, you know?
Right,
because
right.
Because the lifestyle is different. But we're going to get more into that. We're going to go to Love on Tap by Beyonce. And again, happy birthday to the wonderful Denise Thurin.
Yeah.
Bring the beat in. Driven lately, I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor, does that make me insecure? Mi amor, mi amor, does that make me insecure? At night when you're falling asleep, hold your cell phone tighter than me. You think that I can't see what's happening? You want me like ABC. Why you creep like DLC? I'll give you 2, 1, 2, 3. Still I am badly. You say I'm loca, crazy. That I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby, does that make me insecure? doing too much. Never too much. When is our love? Would you rather I just give up on us, on us? Yesterday it was all about us. Now I don't know who I can trust. Is my love not enough? I've had enough. You say I'm loca, I'm crazy. Said I've been tripping lately. I wanna know, baby.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live, and learn.
The Girlfriend, welcome back to the Girlfriend Network, right here on the Love Zone USA. We are talking about how to pray a husband into your life, which I know many of our listeners need. I need it. Of course, you're here with me, Karishma, and the wonderful Nikone. Nikone, you on the air as well?
Yes, I am here.
Perfect. And we have our wonderful guest, Maureen Martin. Listeners, make sure, because I know you have a lot of things you want to ask us and ask Maureen about how to pray this husband into your life, how to just pray a healthy relationship. Make sure you call in at 347-539-5729. And also, if you want to listen to any of our other shows, and this show will be up again on iHeartRadio, where you can find us, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So I'd like to welcome the wonderful Maureen Martin. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so excited to have
you. Oh, thank you. I'm so honored to meet you, ladies.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time out and for, you know, being here with us to talk about everything. Maureen, if I could just ask you to, you know, let audiences know a little bit about you, give them a little bio about yourself and where they can find you.
Okay. So I have a media company. Our premier website is Diva Gals Daily. It's life and style for the woman of colors. We are inclusive. We're diverse. We give women advice about the best products, service, and experiences that make a woman live or allow a woman of color to live her best life.
Nice.
Let's see. Yeah, so my background, I started off in production, television production, newsroom. I moved on to public relations, went back to production, now have a media company. We create content that appears on websites. We also pitch scripted and unscripted television series, films, etc. So, yeah, we do quite a bit of things.
That's
in the media space. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, Maureen, I want to talk about, so you're from Cameroon, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's amazing. I have one of my really, really good friends is from Cameroon, and she's just amazing. And then you've been in the United States, you've been in Canada, so you've kind of been worldwide. How did that kind of help you, you know, with your media company, your kind of life in film and production? What kind of these worldly experiences, how did it influence your decisions and, like, the things you want to bring attention to?
Well, I think having lived in several different countries, you learn to adapt. You learn to appreciate people and cultures, and you embrace change and difference. Whereas I believe if you're more inclined to stay in one locale, then you're very comfortable with the familiar. I'm comfortable with things that are interesting and diverse, and I embrace those things. And I think that was part of my experience, even in relationships.
Okay, no, that's amazing. And I was looking at Diva Gals Daily, and like the articles and everything are just so amazing. I love the content that you're producing and putting out there.
Thank you.
It's really great, and I think especially for, you know, Nikone and I, we're women of color, and it is harder to find content, even though, you know, a lot of media is getting much better. I will give credit where it's due, but it's still kind of somewhat generalized, and it's hard to find content that, you know, I can always relate to or I can see. And I felt that when I was looking through the website and just reading some of the articles, it was great at the contributors that you have. It's, like, very diverse. And the content that you're producing and putting out there is very diverse. So, you know, thank you so much for kind of being this prominent woman-run media company. That's amazing.
Thank you.
How did the website come along? Like, what was the whole process?
So a few years ago, what had happened was my business partner, Delana Dixon, who's a journalist, was working with a couple of different publications. And as the publishing industry changed, she found herself downsized. And I encouraged her to maintain or retain some level of a presence within the media so that she wouldn't become obsolete and so she could still retain her position as a journalist. So we launched Diva Gals Daily so that we could continue to provide content and stories. And then I believe what happened was we continued to grow. But I always felt that there's got to be more. Whatever you're doing, there's got to be a way to take it up a notch. Every year you should be thinking, how can we make this better? How can we branch out? How can we build ourselves? And so I saw this opportunity to work with other websites, with other content providers. So at one point we had, because we had the website, television came knocking on our doors. And so Delana ended up becoming one of the hosts of VH1's The Gossip Table. And that brought us into the whole television realm. And then we were able to even share that with our readers and our contributors, the whole experience of a woman of color being, you know, brought from you know, our little website to national prominence, and how that those kind of changes affected our lives and our business. And that was very interesting as well. We developed an even greater level of expertise in terms of how to navigate a career, how to go from being corporate to independent to back to corporate America, and also navigating the world of media and entertainment as a woman of color, because, you know, with social media, you have to be really careful about how you present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
Of course that led to work with some other publications like Media Takeout, and then which led to, we did some work with Hallmark, and now we're actually we're meeting with networks about our content and about taking our content into scripted and reality areas.
Very nice.
That's amazing. What a journey.
Thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, so Marvin, we want to talk to you about the topic, one of our topics tonight, which is how to get a husband into your life. So I am particularly interested in this because I've been with the same guy for 4 years, and I'm looking at him like, excuse me, what are you doing? What are we going to do ultimately? But no, you know, I'm just, you know, joking. But jokingly, you know, aside from that, we want to know what your suggestions are, what your relationship advice is for that. Say, let's look at it from two different aspects. Say you're dating and you're that woman who, of course, you're looking to be married. And let's say, too, the other scenario, you've been dating the same individual for some time, and, of course, ultimately, you want to be married. So let's start there. What are your suggestions and advice from both of those different scenarios?
Okay, well, let me say that, you know, marriage isn't a be-all for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody. And it's I think we probably have this perception of marriage being this, you know, walking into forever and love and bliss, and things are gorgeous and beautiful and pink flowers and champagne. And you know what? Marriage is work. It really is. It really is. If it was marketed the way it actually is, there would be less romance novels and more kind of stories of survivor. You know, like you know, in terms of because you're taking two people who may be going in different directions, and you're trying to get them to work together and to create something. And the journey should include romance and love and spirituality and all those other things. So, I'll come to my story. And so that, you know, everybody's story is going to be different. So, when I said pray a husband into your life, what had happened for myself was, I was getting at the age where I felt like, hey, you know, my biological clock is ticking. I'm really tired of dating. I don't like this randomness of my life with this particular area. Other areas of my life I feel like I had some control over. But dating is kind of it's a very vulnerable place for a woman, because you're just there and you're subject to whoever presents themselves to you. Hundreds of years ago, what would happen is that a woman was taken care of by her family, and she'd be introduced to the right gentleman that she would end up that would end up courting her and marrying her. It wasn't a whole progression of going from dating to dating to dating to, you know, we just, they didn't do that. And it's really time consuming, it's stressful, and it's painful, you know, to come to go in and out of relationships like a revolving door. And we weren't meant to do that. And we, and even if you're spiritual or you're a Christian or you read the Bible, you know that God doesn't reject us. And with dating, there's this whole like narrative of being rejected and breaking up, and, you know, and then having the bruise of rejection and breaking up being part of your DNA. So when I was single and I had a girlfriend and we were both kind of discussing this whole thing about just being tired of dating. And we were, of course, believers. I had remembered having a conversation with a woman many years ago, and she said that she and her friend decided that they would just pray and fast for a husband. And God answered this woman's prayer, and it was such a dramatic testimony that I thought, hey, I got to at least try this. If I'm going to put a profile online or, you know, date random people, why not put a little bit of effort into my faith in terms of who I am spiritually. So what we decided to do is that we chose one day a week where we would fast and we would pray. We would fast all day, then we'd come together at the end of the day and pray together. And so we decided to do this, and at different times we had different numbers of women joining us. So at one point it was like 6, then it was like 4, then it was 3, then it was just the two of us. And then with the people who dropped off, they would say things like, well, I don't believe that it's biblical for you to pray for a husband. I just don't believe that. It's idolatry. And I went back to scripture in terms of how I interpreted the scripture for me, meaning that I needed to pray for the things that were on my heart. If it was a burden for me and I'm feeling it, if I had, as a child, if something is bothering me, I'm going to go to my parents and tell them about it. And I believe it's the same as a Christian, that if you have something that's pressing on you, that's really troubling your spirit, you go and you talk to God about it. So right. That's basically the premise of why we were doing it. So the prayer wasn't, God, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband. It was more so, okay, well, you know, God, you know, search me, you know, my heart, you know, what's going on in my life, are there things I need to do to prepare to be married, you know, praying for myself and trying to also do the work that needed to be done for myself in terms of maybe getting myself out of debt, making sure that I was keeping a home that could a family or and a husband could live in, you know, those sorts of things. So we did this for about 6 weeks, and then after that we kind of took a break, and we would pray occasionally with one another. Maybe once a week we would pray. So we started this in November, and then what happened in the spring of the following year was that we both met the men that we ended up marrying within a month of each other, which was miraculous in itself. And then we ended up married within 3 months of each other, 2 years later. So, I can't say, oh, this is going to work for everybody. It was something where God, we both took something, we followed a biblical principle in terms of agreeing on something, praying God's word in the situation, and then repenting as well, trying to be a better version of ourselves in terms of how we related in relationships and how we would, you know, upgrade ourselves so that we would be mature and responsible and be in a better position to meet the right person. So all of that self work was great preparation for marriage, and that's what happened. So I can't say, oh, it doesn't work. It worked for us, for the two of us, and it worked for these other women who we'd known in the past. And I've known it's worked for women in other areas, women I don't know who've prayed. And so I think as well as putting your profile online and doing all these, like, very natural things, why not dedicate yourself to praying in your situation that God would meet you and present you with the right person? Because even praying kind of like opens your eyes, because you may be so clouded by your very natural list of what you think you want in a mate, and God is telling you, no, that's not, you know, it's not kind of right. So these guys are maybe presenting themselves to you, and you're like, no, my list says this, and it's not that, so, you know, I'm not going to accept this. But God knows why he puts particular people into people's lives. And I'll let you know that the man who I married helped me become a better version of myself. So the things that needed to be, not that I was, you know, so messed up or whatever, but there were things that I wanted to improve on, and I've seen how I've grown spiritually, emotionally, through my relationship, like through being with this particular person that God allowed me to meet.
Wow, that's amazing. And we're going to talk more about that, but I just want to say I've heard other people speak about what you're talking about, Maureen, like on Facebook. They just say, I'm going to put it out there, and this is my prayer to God, and I'm putting myself in a position where I am ready to receive a husband or receive that mate that God has chosen for me, and they're like cleaning up their backyard. So I find this really, really interesting. We're going to get Charisma's perspective on this, because Charisma's faith is very, very strong. So stay tuned. We're going to take a break, and we're going to go to Think Like a Man by Jennifer Hudson, and we'll be right back here on the Girlfriend Network with Maureen Martin and Charisma Thomas.
Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? 'Cause I'm gonna put it down. for you. I know you need a good dick, girl. I'ma drop that on you. Girl, you just like me. I know that you nasty, I know that you weak. Yeah. Girl, don't be shy, just admit it. As soon as you do, you can come through and get it for real. Yeah. I'm gonna give you a rush, girl. Get you some edge, girl. Let me know what's up, girl. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down.
Looking to do an internship at a radio station? Well, we here at the Love Zone USA would like to hear from you. We're looking for interns to assist in our production and marketing departments. If you're interested, email your resume to thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Again, that's thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Talk to you later.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. You are here with me, Karishma, and Nick Cohn, and our special guest, Maureen Martin. Ladies, are you on the line?
We're here.
Great. We are discussing how to pray a husband into your life or how to pray a relationship, just how to, you know, maybe pray someone if you're feeling like you're ready for that next step in your life and you want someone. We're talking about all details like that. Fall in, and also you can listen to our shows on iHeartRadio and Blog Talk Radio, and make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Girlfriend Network. Dakone, what is it again? It's
the girlfriend underscore network.
Perfect. Yeah, I almost added an extra underscore in accident. That's what happens when I use my memory. Anyway, so we're talking, you know, Maureen, I love your story, and I love, you know, kind of like the testimony you have now that you and your friend, you know, you prayed, you fasted, you went through this, and you did end up meeting your husband, and your friend also met her husband, which is amazing. And
yes.
My story is more that I'm kind of in the process of it. So I feel like a lot of our listeners maybe have been praying but haven't seen the result yet. So in that in-between, and I'm Christian by faith, but just – universally been connected with God since I was, you know, a child. And I always had this sense where I was like, you know, I asked for God for everything. I'm like, hey, like anything you need me to do, tell me what I'm supposed to do. What, you know, how are you trying to guide me? Let me know. And when I kind of got to that point where I was like, okay, like, you know, maybe I want to pray a husband. I didn't want to just be like, oh God, like, why have you not brought someone into my life? Especially because, you know, sometimes, especially in the churches, like people get married very young and they've kind of found their person, and you can feel this pressure like, oh, well, like everyone is taken. Who's going to be there for me? Like, what's going on? Like, I'm like looking at all these people, and I'm like, either everyone is a child or like they're taken. And, you know, and of course, with God, it's always abundance. There's no lack. And I know that God has a perfect man for me out there. And so I started doing this thing where I would, you know, submit a prayer request. So every Sunday I would, you know, write it down and I would say, you know, dear Lord, I pray that wherever my husband may be, I already know that I love him because when he does present himself, we're going to end up together and that's who you've chosen. I just pray that he's having a good day and he's getting closer to you, because one of the main things I would love is for him to honor God, because I know all the other things will follow. And then, you know, I kept praying that. And a part of me, you know, I had the faith, but I also was too focused on it. Like, I was like, where is it? Could it be this person that just walked by? Could it be that? Yeah. And I got too invested in that, and I lost kind of focus in my relationship with God and why I'm here and what I'm kind of meant to serve. And getting lost in that, I almost felt like I was blocking my blessing or blocking that man, because if I wanted someone who was so faith-filled, but I'm only focused on him and not really focused on the bigger picture, which is, you know, really serving others, I felt like I was blocking it. So I changed my prayer, and I was like, you know what, God? Whenever the time is right, I know that you will guide me there. Just make me ready. Do all the work that you need to do in me. Let me continue to, you know, pray, be with you, do what I'm supposed to do. Maybe there's certain things I have to achieve, whatever God's journey is for me. And then when him and I are meant to be together, I'll be someone that can better his life, and he'll be someone that can better my life, because we're not going to complete each other because we're already whole, but we're going to complement
right.
each other in a better way. So
right.
I kind of like the, you know, the different kind of takes, because I haven't reached my testimony yet. I'm still in the journey, which can be
mm-hmm.
a very, very tough time. So I kind of want to get your advice on those who are probably out there in the journey. When you're kind, you may lose faith, come back.
Yeah.
You know.
So are you dating or in a relationship right now?
Totally single.
Okay. So
yeah.
What I think what's really exciting about being single, because within a 6 month period when I was before I met the man I married, I was working really hard on being the best version of myself, and so I met a guy who was the foe. Like, he appeared to be someone who was like, loved God, but he had like model perfect looks, but he was very wrong. And then I met these other two guys, one who was just amazing spiritually and another man who was really wonderfully spiritual. And then the man that I married. And in terms of, like, you know, there's always that kind of the fake before the real. And the only way you know is by keeping your ear in tune with what you believe God is doing in your life and what God is doing in their lives. So the person who looked good on paper, who I thought, oh, this is it, this is the dude, there was all this anxiety. And it was like I was trying to be cool, but it just wouldn't work. And so it was really funny to see, like, you know, kind of me getting to the end of myself in terms of, like, I'm trying to figure out why we're so, like, off. Like, it's like we're trying to dance, but we're, like, one beat off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we both liked each other, but it was just not clicking. And so anyway, he ended up, you know, doing something else or whatever. Really wonderful man who loved God, and I still have so much respect for him. And he was just a really great guy to have a friendship with. And then when I met the man I married, there was all these things that in my DNA made perfect sense. He had a respect for education. He was mission-minded. He was loyal. He was all these things. But I didn't jump into dating him. He wanted to date, but I don't trust the dating process at all. And so I said, listen, let's just be friends, because friends treat each other so much better than boyfriend and girlfriend. So we spent 3 months just being friends, and I never defined the relationship. I never introduced him, oh, this is my boyfriend, this is the guy. I didn't say anything to anybody about who he was. He was just, all of a sudden, he was just a guy who was hanging out with my friends, and I was just this girl who was hanging out with his friends. So it was really cool that way. And then after spending significant amount of time with him, and I realized, this is, you know, he's got these really great qualities, because he wasn't acting. He wasn't trying to impress me, because I told him I didn't want that. I didn't want all that crap that comes with dating, that where you're trying to pretend to be Prince Charming and you're trying to be Princess whatever. You know, just when we just developed the friendship, it was just be you, because at the end of the day,
right.
if you cannot be friends with somebody, why would you want to marry them?
Right.
You know? Why?
Yeah.
So the things I did for myself is I spent time reading self-help books. Like, I really like the book Rules for Dating. They make a lot
mm-hmm.
of sense. They're really practical. They seem like archaic, but they make sense, because men naturally are hunters. They like to work to get a woman's attention. You'll see the woman who's trying hard to get, she's the one who has all the attention, because she just doesn't.
Yes.
She doesn't care.
Agree.
You know?
Right.
And I think in the age that we're living in, where there's so many women who are making themselves so available, the way you make yourself different is by not being that girl who's always available,
mm-hmm.
who is willing to do circus tricks for a guy because she thinks it's going to win. It doesn't work. Guys don't
right.
want that. I mean, studies have even said it. There was a story in the New York Magazine that said how Tinder and all these other sites are ruining relationships. People are becoming more addicted to their phones. They're less connecting with people. They've made people just basically
mm-hmm.
using each other for sexual gratification. So it's not working, right?
So in the midst of all of this, the only thing you can control is yourself, really, right?
Mm-hmm. You can't control how another person's going to treat you, or et cetera. But if you set the bar really high and you say things like, look, I like you and I think you're really nice and I'm sure it would be fun to date you, but I'm really sensitive. I get hurt easily, and I just have to be careful with myself. So rather than jumping into some kind of romantic relationship, I need the space to kind of feel secure and comfortable with who you are as my friend before I could even consider anything else. Because it's the only way that I can protect myself, you know?
Right.
You really don't have a clue who you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because basically they're just telling you. They're telling you who they are. They're showing you on social media saying, this is who I am, or this is the image I'm creating of who I am. I'm curating an image of who I am so that you will sleep with me, right?
Right.
Right.
So you don't know this to be true. And the only way you're going to know it to be true is if you spend a significant amount of time just being someone's friend. Because
mm-hmm.
then you know who their friends are. You kind of get a sense of their family. And all those securities are built in. And any red flags that you know that concern you, you can ask about in a non-confronting situation because there's no romance. Right?
That is so true. Yes, Marie.
Yeah.
Because I always say, too, when you're dating someone, like that first 6 months, just scratch it because mm-hmm. that's not who they really are. It's after like that 6 months that you really
start
to see who that person is, because we always have our best face on when we're dating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't do that? You know, if you're going on a date, you're gonna find your best dress, your best heels, your best hair, your makeup. That's what you're going to put on a front, you know. But it's hard to keep up a front when there's nothing to win, like when there's, you know, if you're just friends, you know? And especially your friends also say a lot about who you are. So if you meet a guy and all his friends are players, well, look, the guy's a player.
Yeah.
Why are you spending time with him? Unless you want to get played. As I said, the only thing you can control is you can control yourself. So work on being the best version of yourself. Find your passions, you know, if it's education, you know, get involved in your career, take a coding class. Also, put yourself in situations where you're going to meet more males. You're not going to meet more males shopping and doing brunch with your girlfriends. They don't do that.
Right.
Men like sports, right?
Yes.
Find a sport
yes.
that you like, go to a sports bar with a girlfriend and enjoy the sports, and you're going to meet somebody, really bring people together. Or take up golf where the numbers are in your favor. I don't understand why, you know, a person would say, oh, well, I'm not into sports, I'm not going to do this. Well, if that's where they are, why would you be going in the opposite direction of where they aren't? You know?
Right. True.
And and you can also be really hard with guys, because, look, if guys had biological clocks, do you think they would waste 5 minutes of their time with you if you could not give them what they want?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Right.
So,
yeah, definitely.
So you just, you pray, you work on being the best version of yourself, and then you put yourself in situations where you're going to meet more men. And then you can filter through them, right? You can get to know them, develop a lot of male friends, because sometimes you may meet somebody and the guy's like, hey, this guy's really cool, but I don't feel like a connection. He may have a friend. He may have a brother.
Mm-hmm.
He may know somebody. And just by being with him or being his buddy, you're going to meet those people. You're not going to meet those people hanging out with your girlfriend at brunch or shopping or doing your nails.
True.
Very true. Don't
you
think also a lot of the problem today is not just, you know, okay, maybe I'm praying and I haven't gone through. I feel like what I see is, because I see this with a lot of girls that, you know, I'll just be talking to in general about relationships, is you get so caught up in wanting a husband that you end up settling for, you know, like boyfriend material, really. Or maybe even not even boyfriend material, just having fun, like fling material, because you kind of are striving for that commitment. So I think it's also knowing that, like, patience truly is a virtue, where it's like, you know, you have to really value yourself and what you want, because you don't want to jump into something or settle for someone because you're afraid that you're not going to find anybody. And I think in New York, especially in, like, the East Coast, and, I mean, just everywhere all over now, people feel like they always have more options, you know? So
mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, well, you know, or, like, it's accessible to just change people every 2 seconds. So I feel like I seen a lot of people just start getting to have a lot of fear and dating with, instead of dating with excitement, they're just dating from a place of fear.
Yeah. Listen, I don't mean to cut you off, Maureen, but I just want to say this really quick. I want you to talk about this and probably when we come back. So there's like a joke. I know you ladies heard it. So it's like when you're in your 20s, you're like, my demands are I want someone tall who drives a Mercedes, who makes six figures, whose teeth is straight, who is muscular. Sure. And then when you get in your 30s, you're like, all right, I just want somebody tall who has a Mercedes and makes six figures. And then when you get in your 40s, you're like, can I have someone that's just tall and maybe makes six figures and so on and so forth. It's like so many years your standards change because, you know, we all heard, well, have your standards, stick to them. But as you get older and you seem less likely to be married, your standard starts to change and they decline. So I want you to talk about that, Maureen. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to listen to I Love You by Cassandra Lucas. We'll be right back.
Okay, great.
Whatever I'm going through.
Girlfriend Network, where we are talking to Maureen Martin, and I have Karishma Thomas, my co-host. So, Maureen, before we went to break, I was saying, you know, a lot of times I find with especially my girlfriends as we get older, when we're younger, we have these high standards of what we want our men to be and who we want to marry. And then as we get older, the list gets shorter. We get less picky. So I just want to know, what's your perspective on that? Should you always hold yourself to a high standard of what you want, but or, you know, should your standards change or lessen as you get older? When looking for your ideal mate,
I think all your lists should be submitted to God. Like, pray over your list, put the list down, and also compare that list to you. So if you're saying, oh, he's got to be tall, dark, and handsome, worth six figures, are you tall, beautiful, worth six figures? Are you any of those things? So those are things to consider. But also, we have to be a blessing to one another. So your list should be stuff that's really important, like integrity, compassion, sensitivity, faithfulness, those sorts of character things, because you need a man of good character, because that character is going to define the quality of your life, right? And then in terms of the rest of the things, yeah, make sure he's ambitious and hardworking and wants to take care of his family. Those sorts of things. Like those, and those are the things that are just, those are baseline. Those aren't extravagant requests. I know that at the point when I was praying, I had these lists, and I wrote down the list, and I kept them in my Bible. And I got to a point where I said, you know, God, I just want someone who loves me, you know, because, you know, if we go by how God speaks of love in the Bible, you know, love is sacrificial, it's forgiving, it's compassionate, it's all of those things, that kind of love, not, oh, that he's so enamored with my curse, I don't want, that's the easy part. It's easy for any woman to get a man if she wants just to have sex. That's easy, really, really easy.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. not love. Love is something that's so much deeper. And so when, at the point when I said, you know, God, I want someone who loves me, because I know within myself that I have a capacity to love, and I wanted to share that capacity to love with someone who would reciprocate, who would return that depth of love to me, and all of the other stuff. Of course, you know, if they're not, you know, if their particular things are missing, we're not gonna connect anyhow. If the person, you know, loves to, you know, shoot animals, or, you know, or if there are a list of things that I might find deplorable, I wouldn't, you know, I know that God isn't going to give me a man who hunts rhinos in Africa, you know, but who loves God. That's not, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, yes. the baseline qualities are always character. But God also knows that, look, I'm a healthy person. I like to exercise. I like to eat well. And so the man I married, he likes to eat well, eat healthy as well. He's athletic, and so we're both healthy, you know, and that's a gift we give to one another, maintaining our health. Right. So, and those are baseline things. So I think you should have a list of character things, not, oh, beige, you know, light eyes and this kind of hair or whatever. Those are just, that's foolishness, just because you want the friendship and you want the character that the type of person who will care for you when you suffer a major loss, or will celebrate with you when you have a major gain, and celebrate with you genuinely, not with a side eye, jealous or competitive or bringing you down. You want those things. That should be the most important thing in your list, and that list shouldn't change. You should never compromise when it comes to character.
Definitely. Maureen, you know, thank you so much for literally all the knowledge you've been dropping. I'm sure you've been helping our listeners. Like, this has been absolutely wonderful. It's just been great to have you here
Buy
with us. If there is one thing I definitely want to talk about, is I want to talk about your, you know, upcoming scripted digital series. Can you tell us and the audience a little bit about it, and then when we'll be able to see it, like how we will find it?
Yes, and plug your book as well.
Okay. Well, I can't say too much about the series because we're still negotiating some things. So I'll just say, you know, watch this spot. If you want an update, please visit Diva Gals Daily. Send us a message on Instagram, or, you know, email us, and we'll keep you abreast. or even just follow us on Facebook. It's the hashtag AfroAmericans, and you'll see all the updates right there. In terms of the book's available on Amazon. I know Amazon is doing some great sale right now, so you can probably buy the book. But I always encourage you to buy the book with a friend, because the Bible clearly says where two or more gathered in his name that he is there, and if we touch and agree on anything, he will do it. So pray with a friend. Encourage your friend. It'll be helpful for both of you. And it was very encouraging for me to pray with my friend, and to have our prayer answered almost, you know, consecutively, you know, at the same time. So there was no room for me to be, oh my God, God answered her, but not me. No, God answered us both, and he was generous in his blessing. And not to say, oh, once we got married, it's been such a dream. And what, you know, there's been challenges. And I honestly believe that the prayer that we had together helped us through our challenges, our individual challenges as wives and as couples.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, Marie, for being
Marie.
Here. Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so great to hear your testimony. We'll definitely be following you, and we hope to have you back on this show again very, very
anytime.
Soon.
Anytime.
Yes.
Can't mm-hmm. wait. Can't wait to just talk to you and chat with you again. So thank you so much for being here. We hope to have you join us soon.
Thanks again, and maybe next time your viewers can send in a bunch of questions and we can go over them together.
Definitely. We'll definitely
yes.
do that next time.
That would be great.
Okay. All right. Thanks, ladies. Have a great night.
Have a great
you
night.
You too, Marie. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Nicole, how great are
yes.
you feeling?
Very good. And, Chris, you've got to start taking golf or playing golf.
I guess,
we're going
right?
to get some golf
I,
lessons.
So figure out some sports that I might like
yeah.
and find some new interests. Because, I was definitely getting my nails done earlier. I definitely only went to brunch this weekend. So I guess I got to broaden my horizons.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it is kind of tough. I mean, you know, it seems like the main place, you know, most popular place to meet men is a nightclub or a bar. And, you know, typically I would shy away from that because me personally, I don't think it's always a good idea to meet a man where you're partying and drinking. And I know you're totally against that. And I'm sure we would not probably find you in a bar. So we're going to have to brainstorm and we're going to have to figure out what sports Chris likes and where she could go and where she could hang out, you know, maybe besides church and work, where you can meet some nice men.
Definitely. And hey, listeners,
so,
if you have any ideas or, you know, any
yes.
advice, please feel free to message us on Facebook,
yes,
at the Girlfriend
yes.
Network, you know, anywhere. Just let us know. Call in next week and be like, hey, we were thinking about it. This is what you need to do. We're open. So,
yes.
Hey, Nicole, this is such a great show. Always a pleasure to host with
same
you.
Here.
Again, last happy birthday shout out to Denise because we love her so much. Thank you to
yeah.
Anne for everything. And thank you again to Maureen for being on the show. Thanks so much, listeners. We will see you next Monday right here on the Girlfriend Network on Love Zone USA. Make sure to check us out on iHeartRadio.
Remix, J.E. y'all, Run DMC, to the beach y'all, and me, y'all know my name, come on.
See, first of all,
yeah.
I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this,
what?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart,
yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start?
Come on.
you can't deny that. Triple dub raps to the